like being married to a hot rod. That he loves. John, what's so funny? What is it, John? What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at, Washington? What's the matter?
You're giggling like a tickled schoolgirl. What are you dreaming about?
Tickling schoolgirl.
What?
What's the matter, Blanche? What did you wake me up for?
Do you know what time it is?
No.
It's 3:30, and you've been snoring steadily since 10:00.
10:00? I didn't go to bed till 11.
No, but you fell asleep at the dinner table tonight, right in the middle of dessert.
Ugh.
I think you deliberately fell asleep to avoid talking to me anyway.
No. I had a very tough day. I'm dead on my feet.
You never talk to me, John. Actually, you haven't said anything since you proposed to me.
I think I said too much then.
You're not the only one who regrets it, you know.
I don't regret it. I'm just sleepy.
I don't need a building to fall on my head. I can tell by your attitude. You're not even pleasant when you're not sleepy.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Generally speaking.
You certainly are. Generally speaking.
You see, you're the one who always starts everything.
I'm sorry.
Sure, it's easy to say you're sorry now.
No, it isn't.
From the first day I met you, I've done nothing but suffer. You've always been a conceited, selfish, inconsiderate, lazy brute.
Then why did you marry me?
I didn't know it then.
You did, too. Everybody knew it.
I could cry when I think of the way you treated me. First time I cooked a stew for you, the cat ate it up before you got home. I was brokenhearted, but did you offer me any sympathy?
I got your new cat, didn't I?
The cat didn't die until a month later. And it wasn't from my cooking. You kept putting bourbon in her milk.
Bourbon never hurt anybody.
It killed the cat.
That's because she mixed it with milk. I begged her to drink it straight. I want to sleep.
It amazes me that you can sleep at all with your guilty conscience.
What have I done now?
How could you, John?
How could I what?
How could you forget that it's my birthday next week?
Oh, Blanche, this is really getting silly. You'd better see a psychiatrist.
That kind of talk won't help you, John. You're just trying to make me forget you forgot to remember not to forget my birthday.
There must be a simpler way of saying that.
You might at least have bought me a present.
I did buy a present. It'll be delivered on your birthday. I'm having your name engraved on it.
What is it?
It's a genuine imitation alligator traveling bag.
Traveling bag. Last year, you got me a cosmetic set. And the year before that, you got me a set of encyclopedias. It isn't hard to see what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
I'm stupid, I'm ugly, and you want to get rid of me.
Well, I never heard of such a thing in all my life.
That is true, isn't it? I'm stupid, I'm ugly, and you want to get rid of me.
I do not want to get rid of you.
But I'm stupid and ugly.
I didn't say that.
But you think it of me.
I never think of you at all.
Don't yell at me. You're giving me that dreadful pain again.
What pain?
Oh, nothing.
Are you sick again? What pain? What are you talking about?
It's my head. I've had it off and on for the last 3 weeks.
Take it off now and go to sleep.
What you care about me? I'm warning you, John Bickerson, I won't touch your cheap old present.
It's a beautiful bag and it set me back $8.
You know how I've been longing for some new clothes. Why don't you get your $8 back, add a little money to it, and buy me an ermine wrap?
Add a little money to it. Do you know how much an ermine wrap costs?
Mel Shaw bought one for Louise.
What do I care? I can't afford suspenders, so how can I buy you an ermine wrap?
Mel Shaw makes less than you do, and he buys Louise ermine wraps and still manages to dress Natalie.
Natalie who?
You know what I mean. I want an ermine wrap.
You can't have an ermine wrap. You'll take the bag and like it.
Where will I travel with it?
I swear, as soon as I have enough in the bank, I'm going to send you on a trip around the world.
Maybe I don't want to go there.
Go where?
Around the world. Suppose I want to go someplace else. Besides, you'd probably send me on one of those horrid old banana boats with a lot of convicts rowing it. Anything to get me out of your sight.
I'm not sending you on a banana boat.
I can see the boat getting caught in the storm. A wave will wash me into the ocean. I'm going down for the third time, and you're cruising by in your luxury liner.
Blanche.
Why don't you throw me a life belt, John?
Just stop getting hysterical, Blanche. It's 4:00 in the morning, and I've got to get some sleep.
You'd have been asleep hours ago if it hadn't been for your snoring.
Well, can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you don't get enough exercise.
Dr. Hersey.
He says you should play golf or badminton.
Okay, I'll start next week.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now. Go on, get up and play badminton.
Boy, are you out of your mind? Who can I play with at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Call your girlfriend, Gloria Gooseby.
Ooh, now don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
You'd love to play badminton with her if she was willing.
She's always willing and we never play badminton. Anything with Gloria Gooseby, and I forbid you to mention her name again.
Oh, hush up and go to sleep.
Sure, go to sleep, she tells me. Works me into a frenzy with bananas and badminton. Hates my present.
Now she tells me, go to sleep.
Sure. I'll never sleep. Another wink as long as
The telephone. Answer it.
Hello.
Go to the phone and answer
it. No. Never saw it to fail at the minute. Out! Hello.
This is the phone company troubleshooter. Did your telephone ring all right?
What?
The wires are down in your neighborhood and we're trying to trace the break. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Will you please say something to me and say it loud?
Drop dead! I never heard of such a thing. That wasn't the phone company. That's a plot. Everybody wants to keep me awake.
Nobody wants to keep you awake, dear. Don't get upset.
Don't get upset.
John. Can I have something else instead of the bag?
If they haven't engraved it yet. What do you want?
I'd like the money instead. I need it for the rent.
Rent? There's $90 in the cookie jar.
No, there isn't.
There's two. I looked yesterday.
You didn't look today.
Now, Blanche, don't tell me that...
I spent it foolishly. I bought Christmas cards.
$90 worth of Christmas cards? What kind of insanity is that? I can't afford to throw away $90 on Christmas cards.
Don't scream at me.
I deny myself everything. I cut my own hair. I nailed rubber heels on my socks to save on shoes. My shorts look like lace curtains. And she squanders $90 on Christmas cards.
They're not for my own use. I'm going into business. I bought them for 5 cents a dozen, and I can get a quarter apiece for them.
5 cents a dozen? Let me see those cards.
They're lovely. They all have a pretty design, and I'll sell them like hotcakes. Here, look at this one. Read the poetry on it.
Let me see it. Season's greetings. Christmas comes but once a year, and so let's hoist our cup of cheer. I hope that you'll hear soon from Santy. Merry Christmas, dearest Auntie. Well, that's crummy. Let me see another one.
They're all the same.
All the same? 20,000 cards all for an aunt? There aren't that many aunts in the world.
I knew you'd pick on me. All I'm trying to do is make a little extra money so I don't have to ask you for it. You keep telling me how poor we are.
So you're just making us poor. How could you throw away the rent money on such a stupid investment?
Well, maybe I made a mistake. I'm sorry, John.
Oh, what's the use? Forget it and go to sleep.
Go to sleep, he tells me. I make his life miserable. Throw away his hard-earned money. Keep him awake all hours of the night. Go to sleep, he tells me. I'll never sleep. Another wink as long as I...
And she complains about my snoring.